The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, we've heard about likely delays of Christmassy things with COVID and Brexit. We've also heard about the shortage of truckers causing problems across the water. But are we seeing similar problems on this side of the Irish Sea? We're joined by Jen Tierney of Tierney International and Eugene Drennan, President of the Irish Road Haulage Association. You're both very welcome to the programme. Jen, if I could start with you. We've read a lot and heard a lot about a shortage of drivers in Britain, and it's leading to wage increases and so forth. But what's happening in Ireland? Is it a real issue here as well?
Yeah, it is, unfortunately. We are heading the exact same way as the UK and fast. And if it's something that isn't dealt with from a government position rapidly, I think we will find ourselves in a very difficult position.
But what's the problem, Jen? Because I know, for example, in Britain, they've talked about a lot of Eastern European truck drivers who maybe went home during COVID, and a combination of COVID and Brexit, meaning that they haven't come back or aren't coming back. That shouldn't be as big a factor here, surely.
Well, that is a factor, but I suppose there's a whole variety of issues. Brexit has brought so many obstacles to the industry and the workforce. And we as an industry, we can see exactly why staff are leaving. Unfortunately, we're paralysed because we have no control over what goes on and the delays that drivers are facing. I suppose we're in a new world of employment now where everything is about your working environment, and it's not necessarily the pay is not the most important thing for people anymore. It's how their life and everything revolves around their job, and it has just become far too difficult.
Eugene, just on that point, I want to bring you in here. When it comes to, obviously, if more people are leaving the business and the profession and the job, it creates a shortage. You get wage pressure for better wages. But as Jen said, it's actually about delays and hassles with the job. But is that really fixable? I mean, after Brexit, there are more customs, there are more delays.
Yes, but there's quite a bit of it that is fixable. It is about the social environment of the job, but the job is the job. It hasn't changed. It has to be done. It's similar to somebody in tourist industry or any business that takes a 7 day, has to have be covered over 7 days. Some things are fixable, though. We have a lot of regulation now, too much of it by far. A driver has to have about 10 cards in his pocket to cover every detail and every little thing that has to be done nowadays.
But are they post-Brexit cards? Is that a post-Brexit
phenomenon? Some of them were there before. Some were there before, but they can be streamlined, they can be reformed, they can be streamed down to one. They can be certainly the CPC, which is a big bugbear of drivers, to have to take a day every year, take hours of a day to do it, to go physically go to a centre to do this type of an exam, which is light in content, but it is a regulation that we have to adhere to, and it should be online. Likewise, I suppose if I had a wish list for Santa Claus as you're talking about Christmas there, it would be that if we get the efficiencies of the Dutch mindset into the Irish set of the public service that we're dealing with for the logistics business, we would really go well.
And
there
Eugene,
is no protocol of time within us. There's no efficiencies of time. And all this binds up and builds up to trouble.
And you're saying that could shorten the queues and make the job that bit less hassly. However, if things continue as they are, particularly around the media coverage in Britain, and I want to ask you about Ireland as well, there are concerns that the supermarkets over there have been talking about building up stock for Christmas, and they can't seem to get ahead to build up stock. Do you think that could become an issue here?
Oh, it's absolutely an issue here. I have no doubt about it. And you had a Christmas piece on there just before we came on. And anybody who has need stock for Christmas, don't leave it to the last minute. They should have it now in August, September time, because all of supply line into Ireland has gone slow, whether you're in manufacturing, whether you're service providers of services to building or to buildings or whatever sort of a service you provide. to get your raw material, it's not on the shelf anymore. Garages, engineering companies, high-tech companies, they're all short of product and slow to get it. So if you need something to market, and, you know, we have got into the streamlined way of doing business over the years of the just-in-time, and then the accountants advising us, oh, don't have it on the shelf, it costs money. Tear up that page. That is no longer the issue. We need it on the shelf to be sure, because you won't have your customers if you don't have the goods.
And Jen, so I want to ask you, Jen, about wages and wage inflation. There are stories that in Britain, because of the shortages, a lot of truck drivers are negotiating better pay for themselves. Does that make it more attractive for Irish-based drivers to look at going to the UK, where they might earn more money? And what do you think might happen here regarding wages, and what that might mean for customers if things become more expensive?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, you know, everyone has had to, it's a fight now. Like, they deserve their wage increase. There's nobody arguing over that. But obviously, basic economics, we have to increase our wages. We have to go to our customers. For me personally, that's a lot of the food industry. It's all refrigerated food stuff we do. We're going to our customers with a rate increase. That comes down the line to the end consumer. And that is, again, our employees. So it's a vicious circle. And I personally believe that the government needs to step in and recognise the haulage sector and truck drivers as an essential service. We heard of these things during COVID, they're essential employees, or the time of the snowstorms, they were essential because people were afraid they were going to run out of bread. It needs to be every day. We are an island. We are never going to be self-sufficient without road haulage.
Is the crux of the shortage, though, Jen, that people who were driving trucks have left it because they feel there's too much delays, too much paperwork, too much hassle?
What's actually caused
the shortage?
They have left, but there is no encouragement from a younger kind of, like, it needs to go into secondary school level. There needs to be encouragement, and they need to have information that there is career opportunities in the haulage sector. That's where it needs to start. As someone, you know, who only came into the industry 10 years ago, and I came into it by default because it's my family business, when I was in secondary school, there was no mention of a career opportunity in the haulage industry,
and it's something that
the driver or in an office.
We may have to make people more aware of. Thank you very much. Yeah. I'm conscious of the time here. Jen Tierney of Tierney International and Eugene Drennan, President of the Irish Road Haulage Association, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.